It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The Dalai Lama made a startling threat today. He said he would step down as the leader of a Tibetan government in exile if protesters in Tibet continued their violent protests. The Dalai Lama is a leading voice for nonviolence. Still, China's premier Wen Jiabao today accused the Dalai Lama of orchestrating the anti-Chinese riots in Tibet's capital.
This has all the more revealed that the consistent claims made by the Dalai clique that they pursue not independence but peaceful dialogue are nothing but lies.
China's premier speaking today to reporters in Beijing. We go now to NPR's Beijing correspondent, Anthony Kuhn.
Hi, Renee.
So exactly what did the Chinese premier mean?
Well, he's basically just repeating the party line, that these protests in Tibet had nothing to do with culture or religion or ethnic issues. It was simply a political plot by the Dalai Lama to split Tibet away from China. And anyone who follows the news can basically repeat these Chinese talking points as well as you or I can. And they are that the Olympics must not be politicized. They must not be connected with Tibet. China is determined to defend its sovereignty in all this. And even though Wen Jiabao is the second most powerful official in China, he too has to stick to this line. And the line, they've given a name to this, to the riots now. They're referred to as the violent beating, smashing, looting, and burning incident.
And again, the premier is saying that they are spearheaded by, even masterminded by, the Dalai Lama.
That's correct. And what we've been waiting now is to see what the political fallout from this was. They said that rioters had until midnight Monday night to turn themselves in or face harsh punishment. We've had no evidence of either mass surrenders or arrests so far. But again, we have to remember that Tibet is now pretty well isolated from the outside world. And we might note that the news blackout on Monday was even extended to foreign media websites within China, which is to say, if you try to connect to NPR.org or CNN.com within China, you will not be able to access news of Tibet or China.
Tell us about other protests, Anthony, elsewhere in China and also overseas.
The most interesting thing in China was last night there was a demonstration by students at the Central University for Nationalities in Beijing. 40 students staged a sit-in that was broken up pretty quickly. Overseas, the action is still pretty intense. Today, we saw 100 protesters clash with police outside the Chinese consulate in Sydney, Australia. These protesters were burning Chinese flags. The police had to stop them from rushing the gates of the consulate. We've seen protests in Manhattan, in Athens, in New Delhi. China says in all, 16 countries have experienced protesters storming the diplomatic missions. They're very indignant about it, and they want the countries involved to stop these protests.
And as you mentioned, the Beijing Olympics are coming up in just 5 months. Has this crackdown in Tibet stirred up more trouble for China over the Games?
Well, I think it's a sign of China's increasing diplomatic muscle and its involvement in international organizations such as the International Olympic Committee and the United Nations, that there really isn't much talk of a boycott or sanctions or any sort of punitive action or international response. The International Olympic Committee, for example, has expressed concern, but it says that no nations, including the U.S. government or the U.S. Olympic delegation, are planning to boycott the Games. Also, the United Nations says this is an internal matter for China. They're not going to get into it. And China has also been successful in getting its neighbors, particularly Nepal and India, to quash protests. So no sign of a boycott or any punitive measures right now.
Although the protests in Tibet have turned into a human rights issue, coincidentally, a prominent human rights activist, not a Tibetan, but a prominent activist, went on trial today in Beijing.
Yes, that young activist is named Hu Jia, and he's a 34-year-old human rights campaigner. And one thing that he did that got the authorities particularly angry was that he said that Beijing was not honoring its pledge to improve human rights ahead of the Olympics, and now he's on trial, charged with incitement to subvert state power, and he pleaded not guilty to that charge today. When asked about it, Premier Wen Jiabao said that his case would just be handled according to the law, and he denied that there was any crackdown on dissidents going on ahead of the Olympic Games.
Anthony, thank you. NPR's Anthony Kuhn speaking from Beijing.